بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. The theme for the present talk is تجدید. The concept of تجدید in Islam. تجدید is a very important institution in Islam. Literally, تجدید means to renew, to refresh, to revive. So تجدید means revival, a revivalism. It is very important in Islam, in Islamic life. The concept of tajdeed is based on a tradition. The Prophet of Islam has said, "Inna Allah yabasu عَلَىٰ رَاسِ كُلِّ مِيَتِ سَنَتٍ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ لَهَا دِينَهَا." Here is a hadith. It means that after every century or after every 100 years, God will send a person who will revive the religion of Islam. This is تجدید. So why is this تجدید? You know, religion of Islam is a complete religion. Quran is an eternal book. Quranic ideology is an eternal ideology. Then why revivalism? It is due to the law of nature. In our present world, it is law of nature that everything is subject to decay, deterioration. So, religion is not an exception. After some generations, there is a deterioration in religion also. Religion means people of religion. So, it is this law of nature which requires تجدید, to renew again, to refresh again. Now, there are two different aspects of this تجدید. One, I can say reawakening. The second, I can say reinterpretation. The first aspect means deterioration in practice. This is, we find a reference in this regard in the hadith. The Prophet of Islam has said, "Masajiduhum amira وہی خراب من الہدا." The day will come when mosques are filled, but there is no guide, there is no hidayah. That means spirit. So activities are there, but spirit is not. It means that صلات پریئر, صلات پریئر ول بی دیئر, بٹ اونلی سم ریچولس, اونلی اے فارم. ایز فار ایز دا اسپرٹ از کنسرن, سو اسپرٹ از ناٹ دیئر. سو دس از ڈیٹیریشن. وین صلات بیکمس اسپرٹ لیس, دیٹ از ڈیٹیریشن. سو ہیئر ریوائول مینس ٹو ریوائو دا اسپرٹ آف صلات. When salat is reduced to a form, when prayer salat is reduced to a form or set of rituals, you have to re-establish it on spirit. So in Islam, spirit-based ibadat is required and not simply form-based ibadat. So is the first aspect. Every time when Islamic practice, Islamic ibadah reduced to a form, to rituals, then it is duty of scholars, duty of mujaddid to inculcate spirit, to base it on spirit, because spirit based ibadah is required and not form based ibadah. Ibadah means worship. Then let us take the other aspect, which is reinterpretation. So Islam is an eternal religion, its teachings are eternal, but due to change in time, scholars need a reinterpretation. This reinterpretation is a temporary phase of Islamic Sharia, because it needed at that time when there is change. When change is also to be changed, no change is permanent. In life, there is no change permanent. So scholars try to, when the situation is changed, scholars try to reapply the Islamic teachings, to reapply under changing situation. So it is like reapplication of Islamic teachings, that is eternal, but it needs reapplication. So they try to give reinterpretation. Here I will give you some example. Now everything is changed. Now we are living in a scientific era. All those interpretations were in pre-scientific era. Now we are living in post-scientific era. So time is changed. Everything is changed. So, again we need reinterpretation. Let us take some examples. If you read those books compiled by our reformers and thinkers of this age, or you listen their speeches, you will find that majority of these people writes or speak in a language which is like this. In one scholar said, it is applicable to all those scholars. One scholar said that he was asked, what is your advice for those Muslims who are living as a minority? What is your advice for those Muslims who are living as a minority? So he said that it is a very difficult question. It is very difficult question, because in Islam there is a model for position of strength. In Islam there is a model for the position of strength. But in Islam there is no model for the position of modesty. This is not saying of one scholar. Majority of scholars are saying like this in different words. So this is the mind of present Muslims. They think that ideal position for Muslim is to be in position of strength, that is, as a ruler. So when there is no Islamic rule, they are living in, they want to confront, they are engaged in confrontation to re-establish Islamic rule at that place. So according to their thinking, the only ideal position for Islam is to establish Islamic rule, that is, position of strength. It is wrong, because now and due to this thinking, there was a due to this thinking, they developed a complete ideology in the name of Khilafat. Khilafat. There are so many books that tell you that it is our duty to establish Khilafa. Khilafa means Islamic political empire. In previous days, there were Islamic political empires during Banu Umayyad period, during Abbasid period, during Ottoman period, there were empires. So they think that Khilafat is necessary. Khilafat means Islamic political empire. Once I visited the USA, in USA there was also a Khilafat group. And everywhere in the world you will find some people who talk in the term of Khilafa. We need Khilafa, that is, Islamic political empire, international political rule. So I happened to meet some youth in USA. They said, in USA we will establish Khilafa. Why? They said that in previous centuries there was also Khilafa in America also. And we have to re-establish it. So they said that, you know, in America there is an area that is called California. There is a county, California. So they said, California means California. Initially it was California. So California means California. So they want to re-establish Khilafat in America also. This kind of thinking is absurd. it had nothing to do with Islam. You know, now the situation is completely changed. In olden days, there were empires like Iranian Empire, Sasanid Empire, Roman Empire, Muslim Empire, British Empire. But it was in olden days. Now there is no possibility to establish such universal empire. Now we are living in the age of nation-states. Nation-states. That kind of international empire is not possible in this age. So you know, it was this nationalism. Because of this nationalism, Ottoman Khilafat was demolished by Kemal Ataturk. Now you know, in present world there are 57 Muslim countries. 57. So we don't need Khilafat. If there are 57 Muslim countries, that's all. So universal international Islamic empire is not possible. But Muslim states are there. And that's enough. So we have to find reinterpretation of Khilafah. Khilafah in olden days means international state. Now, it is not possible. We have to give it interpretation in terms of nationalism, nation states. Now, we have to redefine Khilafah in terms of nation states. Because it is not possible to establish international Islamic empire. That is not possible. Although there are 57 Muslim countries, but you cannot establish international political empire of Islam. It is not possible. So this concept of Khilafah need to be redefined, need to be given new interpretation. Then there are some other cases. For example, if you read those books that were compiled during composite period, Fuqaha, the jurists, divided the globe into three parts. They divided globe into three parts. Darul Islam, Darul Harb, Darul Kufr. According to their definition, where there is Islamic rule, that is Darul Islam. Where there is the Islamic rule, that is Darul Islam. And where there are non-Muslim, where there is non-Muslim rule, there is the Al-Kufr. And those countries by which you are on war, so that countries are the Al-Harb. In our present situation, it is not nonsense. Such kind of division will not do, will not work. You cannot say that this is the Al-Kufr. It is the Al-Kufr, it is the Al-Harb, it is the Al-Islam. Simply, all the states are states. You can say that all the states are the Al-Insan. But you cannot say that the Al-Islam and the Al-Kufr and the Al-Harb. This kind of terminology is now discarded. You cannot revive. It is discarded terminology. Now, I would like to say that this terminology was a kind of bid'ah, that is innovation. This terminology was a kind of bid'ah. دیٹ از انوویشن. وائی؟ واٹ از بدا؟ بدا مینس ڈوئنگ سم تھنگ وچ واز ناٹ پریولنٹ ڈیورنگ پروفٹس پیریڈ. دیٹ از انوویشن. سو یو نو وین پروفٹ واز ان مکہ, یو نو پروفٹ اسٹارٹڈ ہز مشن ان مکہ ان 7th سینچری, ان دا فرسٹ کوارٹر آف 7th سینچری. سو وین پروفٹ واز مکہ, مکن پیپل, دا میجارٹی آف مکن پیپل وار آئیڈل ورشپرس. دا میجارٹی آف مکن پیپل ویر آئیڈل ورشپرس. سو اکارڈنگ ٹو پریزنٹ ٹرمنالوجی اٹ واز دار الکفر. اکارڈنگ ٹو پریزنٹ ٹرمنالوجی اٹ واز دار الکفر. بٹ پروفیٹ نیور سیٹ دیٹ مکہ از دار الکفر. Never, never, never. Prophet or his companions never said that Makkah is Dar al-Kufr. They said simply that is Makkah. Makkah is Makkah. Bas. Then when Prophet migrated from Makkah to Medina, after migration or after Hijra, Medina became, according to this terminology, became Darul Islam, because Prophet was head of that city states. Prophet was head. So Medina, according to this fiqhi terminology, Medina became Darul Islam. But Prophet never said that Medina is Darul Islam. Never. Neither Prophet nor his companions never said that Medina is Darul Islam. They simply said that it is Medina. Medina, that's all. Medina, that's all. So this terminology never used by Prophet or his companions. So it is bid'ah. You say that Islami Jamhuriya this and Islami Jamhuriya that. Now we use this term. But Prophet never used that Islami Jamhuriya Medina. No. Simply Medina. The Prophet never said that Medina is Darul Islam, or never said that Medina is Islamic Jamhuriya, Islamic Republic. Never. This kind of terminology was invented during Abbasid period. So it is innovation. We have to return again to the period of Islam, to the period of Prophet. Then, when Prophet migrated to Medina, Meccan people became angry. They wanted to attack. They became against the Medina society, against the Prophet and against his companions. So they attacked, and there was several war. So according to present terminology, Makkah became Darul Harb. When Meccan people showed enmity and aggression and they attacked, they became, according to the present terminology, Darul Harb. But Prophet never said that Makkah is Darul Harb. Never. He said Makkah is Makkah. Prophet or his companions never said that Makkah is Darul Harb. So this terminology is also an innovation. Everything that was that was discarded by the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If you adopt that thing, it is an innovation, it is bid'ah. So dal term dal islam is bid'ah, term dal kufr is bid'ah, term dal harb is bid'ah. So also it is not according to the present norms. Present intention norm is not ready to accept this terminology. In our present international norms, we cannot use these terms. It is discarded by the international thought. So we need to find reinterpretation. This is tajdeed. Tajdeed means return back to the original. So all these things, khilafat and international or international Islamic empire and Dal Kufr, Dal Harb, Dal Islam, all these are liable to discard. We have to find reinterpretation. We have to say that these terms are invalid in our present world. Also, it is invalid in the Islam. So we have to discard all this terminology. Our present world is not ready to accept this kind of term, because in these terms there is discrimination. And discrimination in international politics is not acceptable in our modern term, in our modern world. Any kind of political discrimination is not acceptable in our international thought. So we need reinterpretation. We have to redefine all these things, because the situation is changed. We are living in a changing world. So we have to find reinterpretation of all those things. Here I would like to clear that some people say that we need to revise Islam. They are advocate of revision in Islam. This is wrong. There is no need to revise Islam. What is needed is to revise interpretation. You have to know there are two different things: text of Islam and interpretation. Interpretation was added in later days. So, as far as the text is concerned, there is no need to change. The revision is needed, but not in text, but in interpretation. Interpretation was added by some scholars. It was not present in original text. So those who advocate this idea that we have to revise Islam, they are wrong. There is no need to revise Islam or revise Islamic text. What is needed is only to revise the interpretation that was added in later days. Just like these examples, these terms like Dal Harb, these terms like Darul Harb, Darul Kufr, Darul Islam were not present during Prophet's time. No. All these terms were added to Islam during Abbasid period. So this terminology is to be revised and not the text of the Quran. You have to know the differentiation. You have to know the difference between text and interpretation. Please don't confuse between the two. Please don't confuse between the two. We have to differentiate between text and interpretation. What I am saying is that we need to revise the interpretation. But there is no need to revise the text. So you have to know the difference. Then I would like to say some more thing in this regard. In our age, in our modern age, there are some more terminology like democracy, secularism. These were introduced in 20th century. So when democracy was introduced, or secularism was introduced, our modern concept of homeland was introduced, Muslim scholars turned against of all these things. For example, according to modern thought, nationhood is based on homeland. Now, all the world, in our present world, people believe in homeland nationhood. Homeland in nationhood based on homeland. This is a modern concept. But at the time of First World War, there were some great scholars. They said, no, our nationhood is based on our religion. This was the concept of Jamaluddin Afghani and Iqbal and other scholars of that time. Chino Arab Hamara, Hindustan Hamara, Muslim Hayam Batan Hai, Sara Jahan Hamara. This was the slogan of that time. It means that China is ours, India is ours, Arab is ours. We are Muslims, and the whole world is our homeland. This is a romantic thought. It is a romanticism, sheer romanticism. According to this romanticism, homeland, nationhood is based on homeland, but it is wrong. In our modern time, nation is based on, according to this thought, nationhood is based on religion. All the Muslims have one nationhood. Chino Arab Hamara, Hindustan Hamara. Muslim hai watan hai sara jahan hamara. We are Muslims and all world is our homeland. This kind of nationhood is sheer romanticism. So according to this thought, the nationhood of Muslims was based on religion, but it is wrong. According to modern thought, nationhood is based on homeland. I am Indian, so my nationhood is Indian. not religion. So nationhood is based on homeland. But during that time, especially during First World War, throughout Muslim world, this notion was prevalent everywhere, that our religion is our nationhood, our religion is our nationality. This was simple, sheer romanticism. Now we have to discard this romanticism. Why? Because this kind of mind will make you doubtful in every country. If you are living in some country and you say that my nationhood is not based on this country, my nationhood is an international affair, my nationhood is based on religion, so that country cannot trust upon you. They will take your case as a doubtful case. Your loyalty will be doubtful. How you can live in this world with this notion? How you can live? So this kind of thought need a reinterpretation. I know that during First World War, everywhere Muslim scholars were believing in such a notion that our nationhood is based on religion. We are international party. We are international nation. But this was a romanticism. And now we have to find reinterpretation of all these thought. So I can say that just like others, our nationhood is based on our homeland. Just like other people, our nationhood is based on homeland. For example, I am Indian, so my nationhood is also Indian. So we have to find reinterpretation. Otherwise, we will be like displaced person all over the world. It is very important to know what is the problem. Muslims must declare that it was wrong. This kind of notion was wrong. Otherwise, all the countries will take our case as a doubtful case. So we have to declare openly that kind of international nationhood was wrong. No. They have to disown this notion. They have to declare openly that was wrong. It's very important. It is very, very important. Present Muslims always complain that in every country we face discrimination. In every country. You travel Australia, Europe, America, in every country, in Asia and Africa. Muslims always complain that we face discrimination. But what is the root cause? What is the root cause of this discrimination? We ourselves are root cause. It is not conspiracy. It is not others' zulm. No. So we have to admit that those thinkers, those Muslim thinkers who evolved this theory, چینو عرب ہمارا، ہندوستان ہمارا، مسلم ہے وطن سارا جہاں ہمارا. دس کائنڈ آف پیٹریاٹزم واز رانگ، دس کائنڈ آف نیشن ہڈ واز رانگ. اٹ از دس کائنڈ آف نیشن ہڈ وچ میڈ اس ڈاؤٹ فل ٹو ایوری ان ایوری کنٹری. آئی نو دیٹ ایوری ویئر مسلم بلیو، ایوری ویئر مسلم سے دیٹ وی آر وکٹم آف ڈسکریمنیشن. ریسنٹلی آئی میٹ این امریکن ہو از لیونگ ان امریکہ. ہی سیڈ دیٹ وی آر فیسنگ ڈسکریمنیشن ان امریکہ. بٹ وائی؟ بیکاز یو فیل ٹو ڈکلیئر دیٹ دیٹ کائنڈ آف کانسپٹ واز رانگ. دیٹ کائنڈ آف نیشن ہڈ دیٹ کانسپٹ آف نیشن ہڈ واز رانگ. That kind of nationhood that was promulgated during First World War was wrong. Without this kind of open declaration, you cannot remove all those discrimination. Why others never complained like this? I never heard from any other community that we are facing discrimination. Only Muslims complain. So we have to find reinterpretation of nationhood. Then you see, when democracy was introduced, our scholars said that it is un-Islamic. It is تاؤت. All these things have nothing to do with Islam. According to their analysis, democracy was rule of تاؤت. So it is unlawful in Islam. But it is not rule of تاؤت. It is rule of people. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. So democracy is a system of power sharing system. Democracy is a power sharing system. We are sharer in democracy. Everyone is a sharer. Democracy is a power sharing system. It is not system of taghut. It is not, but it is a power sharing system. Every citizen is a sharer, political sharer. So it is very good. Why you say that it is un-Islamic? Why you say that it is un-Islamic? Democracy is quite Islamic. So again here we have to find some reinterpretation of democracy. We have to say that democracy is quite Islamic concept. It is very good for us. All the nations have accepted democracy. So we have to accept democracy as the best system. Then you see, let us take the secularism. When secularism was introduced in 20th century, all the ulama became against secularism. The translation of secularism was, at the time, La Diniyat. In Arabic it was Almaniya. So they felt that secularism means any anti-religion. It was wrong. So they became hostile. Secularism means a system where state is committed to take non-interference policy, policy of non-interference. Secularism simply means that the state is committed to adopt a policy of non-interference in others' affairs. So it is very good. I can say that even the Prophet himself adopted this kind of policy. You know, when Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, and he was able to establish a city-state in Medina. At that time, it was a city-state. So, Prophet issued a declaration. It is called in our history, in Islamic history, as a Misaqul Medina, Medina Declaration. So in this declaration, Prophet included this provision that lil yahudi deenuhum wa lil muslimina deenuhum, for Jews their religion, for Muslims their religion. This was also a secularism. It means that Medina state will not interfere the religion of others. So it was a kind of secularism. This is the crux of secularism. Adopting non-interference policy. This is the crux of secularism. You can see it in the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics. In this encyclopedia, there is an article of 20 pages, of very important. Some great scholars have compiled this article. So in this article, they say that secularism is not anti-religious system. No. Secularism means a system where a state is committed that it will not interfere in the affairs of other communities. So adopting non-interference policies is secularism. This is the crux of secularism. So secularism is very good for us. Why you say that it is un-Islamic? But when secularism was introduced in our politics in 20th century, all the scholars became hostile. They are un-Islamic. So again, we have to declare that kind of reaction was wrong. That kind of concept was wrong. Secularism is an Islamic concept. We have to declare that democracy is Islamic concept. Secularism is an Islamic concept. Otherwise, we will be alike of untouchable in the world. You see, all the present world, under the United Nations, have accepted democracy and secularism as a universal norm. And we doubt about the veracity of these concepts, that we will be like untouchable. So why you complain? Why you say that you are a victim of discrimination? You have to go with the international community. You cannot do against the international community. So we have to find again reinterpretation about all these things. Otherwise, we will be victim of discrimination. We will be treated as intellectually backward community. We will be treated as an intellectually backward community in present world, because all these things are universal norms. All the world under the canopy of United Nations have accepted these concepts as an international concept, international norm. So we cannot go against this universal trend. So here again, we have to find some reinterpretation. Then you see the issue of jihad. Everywhere there are Muslims are doing jihad. Some violently or some literally. Some are mujahid in their thinking. Some are mujahid that they have engaged in violent activities. So majority of Muslims have taken jihad. Also it is wrong. Originally jihad is peaceful struggle. This is quite right. Jihad means to strive, to struggle. So jihad has nothing to do with fighting. As far as the original jihad is concerned, that means peaceful struggle. That is good. In terms of peaceful struggle, jihad is very good. But at present, Muslims use it as a violent struggle. That is wrong. Islam does allow this kind of concept. Then you see, now we are living in the age of weapons of mass destruction. Now we are living in the age of weapons of mass destruction. Now we are not living in the age of sword. No. At present, we are not living in the age of sword. We are living in the age of weapons of mass destruction. So it means that jihad in the sense of qatal, jihad in the sense of fighting, is a boomerang drama. Boomerang. When you try to kill others, you will kill yourself also. Your bomb will kill both you or your rival. These weapons of mass destruction. In such a situation, war became an obsolete concept. In such a situation, when nations have weapons of mass destruction in their hand, so war and fighting became obsolete. It is not workable. Even for USA, it is not workable. USA, although it is superpower, USA is a superpower, but war or violence is not workable for USA. Recently, I read an article in Time magazine of New York. In this article, they survey of all those violent activities of America in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and Vietnam everywhere. So this article concludes that war is futile exercise. America gained nothing. After using its weapons, although America used all those weapons which were in their armory, but America failed. America was not able to gain something positive. So if America, that is superpower, cannot achieve anything positive by violence and war, why you are hopeful about this practice? So I can say that the concept of war is now a discarded concept. So we have to find again, reinterpretation again here. We have to find again a reinterpretation in this regard also. We cannot use language of war, language of qatal, language of fighting. It's not possible for us because present age has discarded all these things. At present, there is no room for qatal, no room for violent activism, not at all. So we have to find reinterpretation. And I think it is there in Quran and Hadith. There clue, we can find a clue in favor of this interpretation. Quran says, As-sulhu khair. Quran says, As-sulhu khair. That is, peaceful method is best. Peaceful method is best. Then Prophet of Islam has said, Inna Allah yu'ti al-rifq ma la yu'ti al-'un. God grants to non-violence what he does not grant to violence. Here is the guidance to have a reinterpretation in this regard. So we have to change our thinking. We have to change our mind. Because in our present world, there is no room for violence, no room for war, no room for fighting. We have to adopt peaceful activism. And real jihad is peaceful activism. In real sense, jihad activism is peaceful activism. Islamic activism is peaceful activism. So you have to adopt that kind of activism that is based on peace, tolerance, adjustment, love, compassion. We have to adopt that kind of activism that is based on these positive values. We have to abandon all those activities that is based on the concept of violence. Because it is not workable. It is not workable in our present times. So we have to find reinterpret also here. So I can say that jihad is a peaceful activism. Islam is a peaceful activism. Jihad or Islam, there is no war and violence in Islam. This is the true concept of Islam, and this is the true concept of jihad. اقول قولی هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم اجمعين.